When you were in California, I think for some reason you landed in jail for about 20 days.
You got that right. I forgot about that. I got acquainted with some of my old boyfriends that used to live in Oklahoma and Tulsa, and they were selling whiskey, bootlegging, we call it. And I got to selling whiskey, and somehow or another, I sold whiskey to the wrong guy. The little old guy was a stool pigeon, they called him, and he would tell the law about you, and I guess he made his living telling on the folks selling whiskey. He told on me having whiskey in my room, and sure enough, they put me in jail. My father was living pretty good. He was in the Baptist church, quite a nice big church, one of the leading churches of the city, Second Baptist Church, they call it.
Did the Salvation Army send preachers to the jail?
Yes, they did that. The Salvation Army, on Saturdays and Sundays, they would let the young preachers and workers come to the jail and preach to us in jail. Now, I happen to be one of them that got converted in jail. They told me how to get to the Lord and repent. So I repented and had one of the most beautiful dreams I ever had in my life in the Los Angeles jail.
What was that?
I got to be a member then of the Baptist church.
What was the dream you had?
I dreamed it down over in heaven, over in the heavenly pastors. I don't know whether it had wings or what, but I could see all the beautiful trees with beautiful flowers on them, more beautiful than anything ever I'd seen in my life. And so I made up my mind I was going to be a good Christian. And so I got to be what you might say after that, a little preacher myself. And I tell the folk to repent and get on God's side. And if you're on God's side, you're on a winning side. And if you were on God's side, you was a loser. The devil had the power over him. So I had a good time then.
Did you?
I got to be a little evangelist, travel all around over the country. I even went to Chicago and New York, around the main big cities, as an evangelist of the Church of God in Christ. And Bishop Mason was the head of the Church of God in Christ at that time. I served Bishop Mason and a lot of the big elders of the Church of God in Christ.
You were a minister and evangelist for many years then, weren't you?
That's right.
Today you are a bishop, Bishop Clark.
They give me that title. My little young group give me that title. I just call myself an evangelist. And the evangelist is one that travels to different places and don't own no church buildings or whatnot. Right.
Did you ever come back to Oklahoma to preach?
Oh, Lord, yeah. I tried to tell the folks in Oklahoma how to get on God's side and be winners.
Did you preach in Tulsa?
Oh, yeah.
What effect did the race riot have on your life and the way you viewed things?
The race riot didn't have too much real effect on me after getting to California and getting with these leading sporting folks. I forgot all about some of the troubles that we had there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, that's the way that turned out. Then when I got to preaching, then I was able to tell the folks about what a difference it would make to be saved from the powers of the devil to the glory of God.